woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. Shit, it says slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, it's going down. Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, we talk a lot of smoke. I'm your boy Los, the host with the most smoke, and today, Diamond Artisan Farm in the building. There she is. Yee.
Friday.
And she's 40 years old, man. Give her a round of applause.
Happy birthday, Anna.
Jesus. Man.
40.
Woo. One more time.
Happy
that's
birthday.
That's the big 40.
Yes. And she chose to spend it with us. I'm so excited.
Where is it at? Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, no, oh my God.
It's all right.
Womp, 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 womp.
A couple dabs and it rhymes.
Hell yeah. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man, on this Friday. It's Anna's birthday. We getting fucked up.
Yeah,
today.
Okay, so we have a special guest today.
We do.
Boss Babe Tender, is that how you say it?
Wow.
Right?
Babe, come on, Boss.
I'm a horrible person tenders. When that comes to
check
that.
Check out these. We got the Boss Babe Tender in
okay.
here.
Okay, but this drink, is the, this drink.
Right, that one.
It's fucking, man.
All right.
It's cucumber, cucumber lemonade.
I got the
I don't
strawberry.
Remember anymore.
This is the strawberry right
oh,
here.
Oh, yes. Strawberry Hennessy.
Because we get fucked
mistaken.
Up for Anna's birthday.
Yep.
Strawberry.
I hey,
you
mango.
Know what? I almost oops. Forgot. She's playing with my fucking earlobe holes, man. Like, my ears are going to get
her
violated.
Are, his ears. His ears are going to get violated.
Absolutely.
She's so gonna, this drink has lemonade, cucumbers, and tequila.
It don't even.
You can't taste the tequila.
I'm not down for the
pepino, whatsoever.
That smells
yeah. Well,
it's.
I'm cracking.
I mean, you.
Oh, you
have
opened it! Whoa!
I just opened mine.
We were supposed to go together. We okay. talked about
oh,
that
shit,
before.
Man, this shit's strong. Hey, you know what? You can smell the alcohol on this
man.
One.
Hey, you know
this ain't like that drink you got over there. And this is it.
Hey, that pepino.
I'm ready.
Is
oh man, it's that real thing, man. It's that thing that killed John Wayne. Look.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Bow.
It tastes really fresh.
Yes.
It tastes the berries.
It's appropriately.
Boss bartender, babe.
Mm. No, you said it wrong.
Boss babe bartender.
You still said it wrong.
Did I?
You Love. Talk shit about me.
No, he said it.
It's all right. It's Friday.
It's Boss Babe. Tender.
It's Friday. It's good.
Boss Babe Tender.
Tender.
You said some crazy shit.
On Instagram. We're going to get their, we're going to put it into the description.
It's really, really, really good.
This pepino drink is off the chain. It's good for the cotton mouth.
See, Joey don't drink. He's in here drinking today, boy.
And today's the day.
It's Anna's birthday, man.
Friday.
I think he's more happy.
It doesn't taste like alcohol.
I think he's more happy that I'm getting my ear holes fucking banged than fucking anything, man.
This is the only time that anybody's going to see any of your holes get violated,
so check this out. Right.
Okay.
So this thing that she's doing, right?
Ear candling.
And this, it holds like 5 grams, it looks like. Dude, like, show that thing.
Oh, my God. It looks like
it looks like a raw cone.
A
hey.
Cone. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for right
Yo,
now.
Yo, Rob, man, a this cone. Might be the new thing right here. Made
You're
out of all.
You're not smoking out of that.
No, look at us go in business. Look at Joey's cam. Look,
he has like a whole.
Yeah. So those are the raw cones, and this is the fucking.
Ear candle.
Ear candle. It even got a tip on it, bro. Like, what
yeah.
the fuck?
Great.
Yo, so that thing's going to go fucking bang my ear, right? And then fucking she's gonna light it on fire.
It's gonna smoke your ear.
She's going down today, dog.
Okay, I would just like to clarify. I had this done last week. It felt very...
Right.
You don't really... I didn't really feel very much. One
right.
side felt warmer than the other. But it really...
I'm gonna do.
Okay, I was okay. I told Anna. I was like, I'm not gonna lie. I was scared for my life and my hearing because I had no idea what to expect. Because she has a fucking lighter with the shit that goes in your ear. I'm like, how's that not gonna burn my fucking like ear canal out? But it's like you don't feel anything. It's the weirdest thing ever. My mind couldn't wrap laughing. Around like that.
After seeing.
I got three drinks going on here.
I was like, I might try it.
It's one of those, like, did you even start yet?
Yeah,
like, you can't feel it.
Because you look uncomfortable.
You can hear it crackling, right?
It's just, like, ever so faintly. But when you said crackling, like, I thought of something entirely different. Like,
Like
not,
rock pops?
Not as, yes, like pop rocks. That's exactly what I was like, okay. But I, it didn't even, it wasn't, it was very little and very like so minimal.
Anna said, you have to smash the like button, man. Put some hearts in there, some flames.
Yeah. Oh, do I
something.
Can do hearts.
If you guys want to see my ears.
Bloom.
Have you guys seen Dr. Pimple Popper? Like, okay, that's what's going on. That's what's going on here today, guys. Like, tune the fuck in. No, share, man.
No, she's smoking it. She's not popping anything close, all
right? Right. So, that's not, but that's you're going to get to see everything that comes out, though.
Yeah,
you're gonna see because we're gonna show everything. Yo,
yes, look, she loves. Okay,
I'm looking for that nasty.
Yo, Justin, and I got it.
Justin,
look,
keep
let me
going.
Tell you, I've been look. I've been some weird places, right? Right. I've been to some places. You can probably find some shit in my shit. You know what I'm saying? A license plate, a fucking bumper to a car.
He's,
you know what I'm saying?
He's comparing his ear to a bull shark again. God damn it, man.
Okay, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so yeah, she likes stuff like that. So anytime our dog gets hurt a lot,
oh yeah,
and she has like weird shit happening.
All right,
and Anna's like, oh look at the pus, look at all that gooey stuff. Like oh she hey, like, I'm like, ew.
She didn't even see. She didn't even see the recent.
I'm not.
Oh Anna, my God. Pull your mic up, Anna, over there by. There you go.
So Pickles had an incident. Okay, right. Guys. So that those of you that are new or just joining us for the first time, we have pet pigs. We have two of them, Pickles and Violet.
Right.
I love them to death. They're my babies. And so Pickles, I told him from the beginning that fence was not going to hold Pickles back. And man. Sure enough, she got in and she ate a plant.
Again?
Yeah.
Again. Oh, bro, I killed her, dog.
So
I tried to kill her.
She got hurt in the process of probably going under the
fence.
I put
a hole in that bitch like this.
No, it wasn't that bad. I panicked. I cried.
That big. It
was my poor baby. But then, like, Anna has been
here. It was on accident. I didn't mean to.
Anna has been here. I thought she got...
Right
under the fence, and
I'm not even worried about it anymore. Anna comes and saves the day.
No. So Anna's been here enough to where I know what to do now. That's how many times my animals have been injured. Like when Pickles got the fish hook in her mouth, Anna was here giving our pig tequila with us.
Fish hook? When that happened?
When we lived at the other house. She fucking had, he had fish holes on the porch, and her dumb ass just got entangled and fucking got one in her mouth. So Anna's like, yeah, we're just going to clip off the ends and we're going to pull it out. You've never done this on a pig. Like, Pickles moved in a way I didn't even know a pig can move.
I was like, she needs to be sedated.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we had to take her to UC Davis.
Right.
Shit.
So, for those that don't know, it's Anna's birthday today.
Yes,
we hold the five.
Happy birthday. She doesn't even smoke.
She's smoking with us today, man.
Oh,
she,
come on. I smoke once a year.
She's
once
like,
a year
she's,
today.
She's smoking
that,
out of my ear.
That?
So when you want to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, should we wait to the end? Should we wait to the middle? Oh, before we get any further,
smoking, so we can do any time.
Let's give a quick shout out to the sponsors one time, man. Before we get too drunk and high in this motherfucker, man, give them a round of applause one time. And there they go. The list is getting thick, man. Valley Cure 209, man, they popping right now every Monday and Friday.
Friday, 6 to 9.
Make sure you're checking out Valley Cure 209 on Instagram, man. That's that pop-up woo-wop. That's where it's at,
it's
man.
Surreal.
Yep. You can find Mary J. Moonshine at Valley Cure 209. You can find DD's. You can find Space Rocks at Valley Cure 209. You can find who else up there? Sometimes you can find June the Goon over there, the joint champion of the world. Make sure you're checking them out. All of them on Instagram. Cali Gars now. They got the.
Team No Spit.
That's Team No Spit. They got the glue guards, the color cones,
the wood tips, color cones,
every smoking
accessory you need.
Cali Gars got it, man.
It can fix anything.
Yo, it just fixed my whole wheat plant. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yo, that's just real shit, man. Tap in with Cali Gars, man. Didi's Delivery. If you can't make it to fucking Valley Care 209, Didi's Delivery will deliver the woo-wop to your fucking house. Make sure you're checking them out. Auto Up Garage, they're doing crisp, clean LS swaps. If you got LS, if you need looking for LS swap or need brakes done, any kind of mechanic work, repair work, hit up Auto Up Garage on Instagram and they got you covered. Just say Smokers Lounge
and
Podcast.
He's hiring, dude.
American Carpet Cleaners, a 30% discount if you call and say Smokers Lounge Podcast. And I'll come clean your carpets for you if you say Smokers Lounge podcast. That's how it's going down. Shout out to the sponsors one more time, man. We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roll up, get high in the Smokers Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling, Anna?
Friday. Somebody's birthday's a day. It's
yes. We we had Tacos Las Palmitas.
Yep.
Picked that up today.
Shout out to
that
give them a round of applause. Amazing. Palmitas.
Palmitas is definitely the best taco truck in the 209.
They are award winning.
Oh yeah,
award-winning tacos.
If you ever go, oops, you need to get both sauces. Okay, never. If they ask you hot or mild, you want both.
Yeah.
Just the combination of the flavors together is just.
And this episode is also sponsored by
Boss Babe Tinder.
Boss Babe Tinder on Instagram. Don't laugh, Joey. This is for real. We're already drunk on this shit, man.
We're not drunk.
We've been doing this shit already. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in this motherfucker. She in the... Y'all want to talk about it? They in here. You want to talk about it?
Yes.
She
said, they in there serving drinks.
Let me just say that the Pepino drink she made for us is
dude, I'm telling you, this cucumber drink
is off.
Does not taste like alcohol. It's one of those dangerous drinks. You just keep drinking them because you think it's like... I could have said, Joey, would you like some juice?
I got three drinks going on over here.
This juice is amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not the Pepino, but I mean, hey,
I got this one. I got this one.
Like, I'm so confident. It doesn't taste like juice.
I got to wash it down with a Modelo. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like.
We getting fucked up.
Yeah, no,
you could serve this really not understand you're drinking alcohol.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's that delicious.
And I understand they do, they bartend private parties.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
yeah.
Right?
So
private parties.
Okay, I don't know how to say this without making it sound really weird, but her bartending services are available to cater all your events. Is that how you say that?
He said Monday.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say something in Spanish. So I was like, because he's our sap button.
He is our sap. Wait, we have sap too? Because Anna's sap.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's a different dialogue.
Yeah. No, it's like, I'm sure her and Luis could have a conversation. She's also El Salvadorian.
You act like they don't speak English together.
I got the child support version of Spanish, so you're...
Hell yeah. Shout out to everybody tapping in, by the way.
We got to make sure we talk about Boss Babe Tender.
Yep.
And is it catering? Is that
she came
all,
man,
is
she came all the way from Modesto to fuck with us today, man.
So
give her a round of applause one time.
Hell yeah.
That's mixologist, real shit. Is that what you call yourself? As stupid as this sounds, I just heard that word today.
Right.
A mixologist. So that's what she is. She makes amazing drinks. You can hire her for catering your event. And like I said, this is a deadly drink that you will get fucked up on, and it will not taste like alcohol.
So I got to ask her a question real quick. And because you're a mixologist, do you know what a blue dolphin is?
It's like the same shit. Like, let's say, like, an AMF. Because remember when you said that? As I started thinking about an AMF with a little cherry on top with the lemon on there. Because usually a lot of people have nicknames towards, like,
No, but in actuality, it is not a cocktail.
So it is. It's like a nickname for a cocktail. You know what I mean? So that's what I think of.
I just thought because you're, a lot of bartenders knows this joke. Because when you ask for a blue dolphin, it's actually ice water. So when you go,
hey yo, rapist, dolphin
in Sacramento,
blue dolphin
in Sacramento,
2319
in Sacramento, you go into the bars in there, and all the designated drivers they're served blue dolphins on the rocks.
Because, they don't sound lame.
Those are a bunch of pedophiles.
God.
They
ain't
getting drunk.
No.
Like, yo, what are you doing at a bar not ordering drinks? Dude, you don't belong. Well, yo.
I'm drinking blue
dolphins. That's like that's like a grown ass man at a motherfucking ballet fucking thing with kids.
My God.
Like, yo.
There you go.
And you don't even got kids. You ain't even got kids in here? You suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Okay, don't drink blue dolphins.
Shout out to Anna. It's her birthday.
It was a joke. Because sometimes when you go to a bar and you ask for a blue dolphin, they know what you're talking about.
I want to address the situation.
Yeah, but it was...
What situation?
Anna's nakedness on Instagram. Did everybody see that? Like, was I the only one? Like, what the fuck? Anna, hell yeah. At 40 years old, look at Luis. Yes. He's raising his hands. Everybody's raising their hands. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Anna. Fuck yeah.
It's your birthday. Fuck it.
We're all naked. Come on.
Right. I mean,
that's no lie.
Sure.
Yeah. That's no lie.
Let's talk about the. Let's talk about it. It's not even. It's not. It's not even about being naked, right? You right. said it in your post.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You really explained it. Like, you're working on the three most powerful points of life, man. Like, talk right. about those three points.
Jeez, I mean, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes,
that's
man.
Everything. That's everything.
Ask me in here fucking up our livers.
I know. I party, man. It doesn't right. bother me. It's all about moderation, balance, and just knowing your limits. And sometimes I go beyond those limits. That's okay. That's right. Okay. I'm human. Yeah. I'm human.
So I can call Anna in panic, and she's just like, it's okay. Like,
I'm
she's like
calm.
The calming version.
I'm very calm.
Yeah.
I'm very calm. I always know what to do in these situations. Yeah.
She's like, my pig is dying all fucking frantic. Yes. And shit. Anna's like,
it's
don't
fine.
Worry about
stop
it.
Stop panicking.
Either way, if shit don't work out, you're going to have food. Like, dude, don't worry. Like,
that's true.
Shit's like, going right? to provide.
Seriously, I was when that happened to Pickles and the fish hook, I was in complete panic mode and fucking tears helped, like, fucking
and you know what?
Losing
Anna
my
comes
shit.
Through
Adam's like,
so
she's
many
fine.
Times for our family, man. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Right on.
Like, she's
they're here. They're family, meaning they're animals.
They're yes, our animals.
Right.
The pig, the dog.
Yes. She, oh my God.
You don't even know, man. It's
she
like we abuse our
last...
animals. Well,
right.
The last time was abuse. I did fucking whoop. Yeah, that was abuse.
I was a little bit afraid of that. I was like, this happens.
He's not a,
but is it really abuse if it's a pig?
Disciplining.
No, it's great. I always ask
if you
the most important question.
If you shoot
is
a
there
pig,
fuss involved? And then I get really excited.
Yes.
I was going to say, if you shoot
a
pig, is it really a
I literally just sent her a picture of Pickles' butt.
That was interesting.
It was bad.
I want to see that in person. Yeah. I told
it's
her that.
Like healed
like,
now.
There's a lot going on here. I got to see this.
Yo, yeah, that was crazy.
Like, she's the only one that gets it and understands my struggles.
Oh, yeah.
So it. Talk, okay, Anna, you're... Let's talk about being 40. How you feel? Is it what you thought?
Oh, I feel great. I kind of feel like my 40s is a decade where I really fit into myself.
Right.
And that's
it changes.
How I feel. That's how
it's
I feel.
Different.
I felt that way for a few months now.
I'm stalling, guys. Okay, like, that's all I'm doing here, man. I'm stalling.
Oh, man,
yes,
are
you
cool.
I think he's afraid. I think he's afraid of what's going on here.
I know, but how you have to think of it is aging is a privilege. And you need to take advantage of everything.
To me, it's about time. Mm-hmm. We only have a really small amount of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you want to use it?
We're not right. promised tomorrow.
I'm to the point where like I had to hire a naturopathic doctor to help me calm the fuck down because I wasn't resting enough. And that's just me. I just I'm so hyperactive with everything life has to offer. I just want to do it all, do it right now, do it today, do it in the next minute. And I'm like, go. But I'm 40.
Right.
We're human. Our bodies need to slow down.
Yeah, they
do.
So
I'm learning this is the biggest lesson right now.
So what new eggs did you wake up with today?
What?
I said, what new eggs did you wake up with today?
Oh, my goodness. You're crazy, dude.
I'm telling you, like, the moment you hit, like, 20, 30, 40, like, your body's like, all right, good morning. We're 40 today.
Yeah.
So I have, we're in June. I have 4 months. For my 40th.
Yep, she's gonna be 42.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember
so,
hitting 40. It sucks.
What people, a lot of people don't know is technically Anna and I have known each other since high school, since freshman year. We didn't go to the same junior highs.
Right.
We're from Modesto, born and raised. Right. Our family's still there. I've technically known Anna longer than Carlos. Me and Carlos have been together for 23 years. I met him in our senior year in high school, or my senior year. And I've known Anna since a freshman, technically. We didn't hang out or know each other at all.
Right.
And it was only through the universe that we come together.
Right.
That's and dope. That was through Carlos.
Right, yeah.
Carlos brought us together.
Yeah.
A round of applause.
That's so crazy.
To me.
Shut up.
Look at Gemini coming through.
Hell yeah. All right. So let's get my ears finger banged. Fuck.
Let's do it.
All right. So which one are we choosing, man? Like, all right. So
the
I'm going
to
walk over
one.
There. We might get some.
Come over here.
All right. I'm going to come over there.
You're gonna you
so,
need to have
okay. Hold on, before
done.
I come over there,
right.
What are we put like? Let's tell them.
Oh
what,
yeah,
what,
explain the process.
I
want to
know what's going in my ear.
Yeah,
first.
Like what is this stuff?
That looks like a fucking raw cone. It fits like 6 grams.
We'll put some in this strawberry.
I'm going to insert. So ear candling is for anybody who has issues with any kind of ear problem, like itching. This is the
stuff you feel physically in your ears, itching, maybe inability to hear clearly. You can have water.
Hey, give her that mic.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Is that better?
There you go. Use that one.
Is this better?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, maybe, okay.
Grab that.
And it takes care of problems like vertigo, allergies, upper respiratory issues. So if you have colds, your immune system drops when you have a lot of debris in your ears. And that could just be from yeast, fungus, bacteria, environmental toxins. All of this stuff accumulates in your ears. It drops your immune system and you end up having more colds than you probably should be having.
Did you say I might have a fucking demon come out of my ear?
Yeah. I really
this is possible,
I really
though, right?
Want to see this.
All right.
I
so this is very possible.
Okay. I had it done.
I have not cleaned my ears in like.
Since I had it done.
Since she had it done because I said I wasn't just so.
She was disappointed in my ear cleaning.
Supersonic
I had it done.
This.
She said I wasn't a good candidate. I didn't need it. And right. She was like, where's all the good stuff? Hardly anything came out of my ears.
And all the good stuff is a bad
I got the good stuff for you right here, right now.
So I had hardly anything. She's all, you have healthy ears. You're fine.
Let me just take a quick shot of my fucking energy juice real quick.
So
go-go juice.
How long does this ear cleaning go? And
all right, here I
know the origins.
Traditionally or culturally?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
gosh, this has been practiced for
probably thousands.
Centuries, thousands, okay. Yeah.
Some of our viewers might not know where ear candling comes from, so you know what I mean?
So a lot of people don't use, sorry, I'm not used to the mic.
I'll hold it if you want. No.
I'm gonna hold it. Oh, yeah, someone's going to have to hold it for her.
Yeah, I'm gonna be both
I'll hold it if I have to.
Okay. I don't know. Yep. Okay, so this is an Eastern technique. So this goes down to all the way like Chinese tradition, but most indigenous cultures use this, and a lot of people would use paper, like paper mache, and then it moved into newspapers. That was the only paper form that you would receive back in those days.
I want to itch my
and then they started the coning
right now.
Now they use cotton blends, like they use things that that are a lot safer because the biggest thing is. People really believe that wax will fall into your ear canal, but they have new technology for these things, so it prevents all
what's
of
it
that.
Made out of? Is it just
this one? I forget what this one's made out of. This is probably beeswax a combination of cotton. It's probably cotton and some beeswax.
Now, how often do you recommend ear canning? How often do you do?
Oh, okay, it depends on the person. So if you have seasonal and allergies, for example, you probably need about 6 sessions during the season. You get your allergies?
Oh, this will help his allergies? He's been fucking dying.
Who, him?
Yes.
You? Oh, yeah, what are your problems? Lay down.
Oh, shit. There it goes.
He's going to lay here. Okay, so, Carlos, what issues are you having with your ears?
They
itch. I can
itch.
Breathe out of that one.
Oh, that's right. It blows bubbles. He told me this.
I can breathe
this
out of that
side blows
one.
Bubbles?
Uh-huh.
I'm a little scared. Okay, so he might have... water buildup, so that will help remove some
out?
Of the fluid.
I used to breathe out of it.
Wait, let me. What
is that? Oh my god!
I see something.
See?
Hold on. Let me pick it out.
Oh man! Is that
oh my god!
Is that a magic nose goblin?
Oh,
what? What the fuck?
That's funny.
That's where that
is. I'm sorry. I love pulling pranks on my girl.
Please tip her. She'll be here all week.
So she has her own studio, or what do you call it, in Greens Nutrition?
Greens Nutrition on Miracle Mile.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come in there, I'll greet you at your appointment time. I'll walk over to the ear candling section they have. It's my ear. My head is cut off.
Y'all don't even want
to
smoke.
Look at that.
Just relax,
dude. Isn't that beautiful?
Don't move, all right? You're scared.
Okay,
right?
So I had this done, and now I get to see what it looks like.
It's inserted properly, right?
You don't want to move that big.
You can feel it inside your ear,
after
right?
After this session, is the boss bartender wanting to do this? I mean, this is ear candling. It's recommended.
So wait, does it feel right in there?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I didn't even, did she start?
I started. Okay, everybody quiet. Carlos, do you hear any crackling or does it feel warm?
I don't hear anything. I don't feel anything.
Is it inside your ear, that thing?
Yeah.
Quietly. Now?
a little warm.
Okay, but you don't hear anything?
No.
You don't really hear anything.
It could be plugged up. When you hear the crackling, that's basically all the earwax going up into the cone.
He has so much in it.
I know.
Crackle. I mean, it's probably like caked up in there. Like,
this ear is interesting. Like because he did batter. Tell me it blows bubbles.
Yeah. I used to talk out of this
ear. There was an incident he experienced that caused that.
Yeah, you got pancake.
He jumped off like a cliff into water and he fell all retarded.
Yeah. And I let it like in a. And I got out and breathing
he,
out of my ear.
He landed on his ear, basically. I got all
my mouth and nose and breathed out of my ear. That was crazy.
This is so crazy. So are there different kinds of those things?
The cones?
Yeah.
They have other, they have some made out of muslin, some out of cotton, some just out of beeswax. Mm. There's different kinds. And so Greens Nutrition, they have the cotton, 100% cotton, organic cotton. When I come in, when you mm-hmm. come in for an appointment, I'll greet you and we'll talk about what's going on with your ears and then I'll have you pick out the best ear candling pair for you. And then we'll go about out to the space that I have, which is located in the back of the store. And then we'll start our session.
She does reflexology too?
Yes, yes.
After this, she likes massage her feet.
Oh, yeah. Do I'm you like foot, massages?
Foot reflexologist. Me?
Yeah.
I don't mind body massages, but I'm ticklish, so I won't do feet.
Told you. I told him, I was like, I bet you Anna doesn't like people really touching her that much.
No.
I was like, she likes touching other. Okay, that sounds really bad. Let me rephrase that. Right.
Yeah. This is a PG-13.
She likes to do reflexology and therapy. Yeah.
Yes. Let me do the dirty work. I like the dirty work.
Yeah, I bet you anything she doesn't like the other way around. And I told him, I was like, and the example that I gave him was my nail lady. She's like, I'll do manicures and pedicures all day. She's like, nobody better be touching my feet though. I will never let anybody do pedicures for me. And I was, ever since then, I was like, I wonder if Anna likes massages. I bet you she don't.
I've never even had a pedicure in my life, and I'm 40.
Bitch, we are going not this even weekend. Once. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's touched my eagle's claw. Fuck that shit.
I will find. Oh, I'll ask Natalia, or our oldest, where she goes.
Exactly.
And
wait, 1 second. We're going to do the clipping.
So taking your ears off,
baby. Before this burns for too long, the ashes will fall. So we have to clip it off. So I'm going to remove it, Carlos, and then I'm going to reinsert it. Got it? Oh.
She's going to reinsert it, fool.
Okay, Beavis and Butthead. Got you guys.
Oh, God. Here we go. Ready?
Tilt your ear. There you go.
Is there another quarter in there? No.
Okay, so do you feel it in there?
Is it in?
No, not yet.
There it is. I got it.
Does this mean you scored?
These guys, right? Beavis and Butthead.
Dude, there's a new season out, and we love watching the new episodes, dude.
Is this scored?
No, hell yeah. I forget where. I think it's on Netflix. I don't know. It's out on our things now as soon as we turn the TV on because we watch it.
Yeah, they're dumbasses. I love them. They're my homeboys right there, dude. I mean, in middle school.
I think they're funnier than King of the Hill.
Yeah, in middle school, they were always there. Fuck yeah, dude.
Watch my ears be clean as fuck.
It's possible.
Gold come out.
Do you guys remember Liquid Television on MTV?
Yeah,
do you remember
Liquid
that?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Do you remember like I always remember that one show, Dog Boy. He's like,
I don't remember that. School.
Yeah, that was years ago.
And what was her name? Felix. There was a Felix one.
What the hell was it?
Liquid TV, it was crazy.
Liquid Television? Liquid,
yeah. Was it at night?
It was all weird. It was like 10-minute clips or something. Yeah, really something like that. Little
skits.
You guys don't remember that?
Wasn't that late
at night? I can't find people to remember that.
Liquid TV.
I asked everybody. Everyone was like,
Yeah, I was.
I'm going to have to look. I might know it if I've seen it. And then I remember that.
Yeah, I think you would.
You want to get a close-up?
Yeah. Luis, get a close-up?
A close-up of what? It's just...
Just burning.
It's just burning.
Okay.
Yeah. You seen nothing yet?
No.
It looks like she's doing crack on your head.
It does.
Oh, God. Should I smoke it? So do I hold my nose and breathe in?
So Carlos made me laugh this week because I always say when I'm candling, I say I'm lighting a birthday candle Shit. On your birthday cake. But he said that his ear was going to be smoking some candle. I thought that was brilliant. I was like, this is genius. I've never heard someone make that reference.
Hey.
I need it lighter.
I bet you could fill it up with weed and do the same shit.
Lighter. No, I don't lighter? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sketchy.
Oh, how is Anna going to come through when she don't even smoke?
I don't know. I might be second hand over here.
Right? That's not a real thing.
That's not a real thing.
Well, this is what we have.
Man,
what if you have?
So I'm gonna get ready to.
If you have a like, what's considered a bad ear? Like, what would come out for? And you're like, oh my god, that's horrible.
It's always a really wax, like a thick wax. Ooh. That's dark, really dark.
Like, oh god, oh my god,
it's really dark. But I haven't seen.
You can't smoke it, okay, guys? Whatever comes out of his ear is not smokable.
It's not a resin.
It's not that kind of wax.
It's not a resin. You can buy it. Cannot
light it. Oh, we can sell it. You can buy it. It will be for sale, guys.
Crazy man in the comments. He brought another name out. I forgot to his annual flux. On,
oh, that's what it is. Yeah, yes. You remember that?
Well, Crazy Man in the comments. He remembers it.
So Crazy Man is from Florida.
Who's Crazy Man?
He's from Florida. He just
we're done.
A listener. Ooh,
that shit.
Hell yeah.
Sweating this shit.
Really?
Or was it the alcohol? Fuck.
And that's right. And the head. Isn't that the one where
oh, you yeah.
Was that the one with all the characters? There were French fries and
oh,
I think so.
Appreciate Luis.
I think that's. I think that's.
Okay,
the, talking
so
about.
We are going to reveal the contents.
I still smell my ears.
Oh shit!
Okay.
Is it a lot?
Oh shit!
We'll find out right now.
Hold on, get a net, just in case something runs out, like aliens or something, dude.
You can still right there, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. This is yeah. Guys, look at everybody.
It's like revealing this shit, dude.
Somebody got eyes. Like, I'm going to see this. Crazy. Small business.
These are my goat trimmers.
Shout out to Bonnie.
Shit.
GB in the building.
When I had my goat, I kept them. Sentimental value.
Shout out to GB, by the way, man. Go check out his album.
Oh, I think it's going to be good.
Luis. Oh, yep.
Yeah.
GB's on all streaming platforms as well.
Ew, that's... Ew, oh my god.
Is there a lot?
No.
See, my shit's clean,
oh,
but my
on,
shit.
Guys.
That shit look like some shatter. That look like some shatter right there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Ew.
This is a good color.
That's not bad. I thought my shit was going to come out with spiders and shit.
Napkin? Mm.
Can you guys grab a napkin?
Yo, I can hear everything.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody want to turn down my headphones?
No,
I'm just playing.
Like crack.
It looks like crack cocaine, man.
It has a red shoe.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
I'm surprised, Carlos.
I guess you do. Right? I guess you do clean your ears, Los.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
I don't know. You get like a little dab hit right there on the side. Of
oh
that
my
line.
God.
Oh, we got quality boys in the building too.
What?
We gonna show them off here in a minute. Oh yep. Bow.
Eat it.
In the building. Look, we got quality boys. Business. They came through with the. Oh. Right? Oh, they got shirts. Quality boys on Instagram, right?
Quality boys. Sure right on.
Let's check out their sticker.
Hell yeah.
Man, those stickers look dope. I'm going to open that. See that sticker in there?
Well, damn. Your ears weren't that dirty.
Now, do you do the. On the shirts, do you do like the tall ones?
You guys
ones
are really
too,
talking loud.
No, oh, my bad.
You're stupid.
Ooh. Oh, so when you buy a shirt, they always come with stickers.
Here, quality boys.
I don't think you heard the question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. On your shirts, do
official quality boys on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on your shirts,
yeah,
do you?
Every order comes with stickers. Right. I got you guys on a ski mask and the newest shirt. I haven't even dropped it as well.
Whoa!
Yeah. Ooh,
we're about to
exclusive
on the official Smokers Lounge. Here it is.
Official quality boys.
Quality boys.
I like
right
it.
Here. Not even dropped. Here it is
yes,
on
sir.
The show.
Yes, sir.
Now that
you just, got the ooh, that's the face mask right there.
Is that the matching thong?
Yes, sir.
Is that a doggy sweater?
Oh, there it is.
No, it's the face mask.
Oh, I see.
My son would love that, dude. He would go nuts over that, dude. He loves those. Yeah,
no,
him.
More, but-
No, yeah, no, but no, yeah. Yeah, I'll get some, I'll get with you. But yeah, he would love that.
Next batch.
Yeah, next batch.
The Instagram tags right there.
There you go.
There it is. Let's go.
Okay. You know what you remind me of right now? Do you remember the SpongeBob episode where he's robbing the bank backwards? The SpongeBob episode where he robs the bank backwards. Oh, shit. Only true, okay.
Quality
only
boys,
true
man.
SpongeBob fans know that episode.
Quality boys. Fuck around. Find out.
I think it's so crazy that it's normal and okay to walk anywhere with a mask and you're not going to be questioned. And then you're right. Just a fucking crazy psychopath.
Remember
I think
before,
about
fucking,
that all the time.
Back in the days, you used to try to walk around with a mask on in the store, dude. You're going to get fucking shot at fucking from the store owners now. Then they made it to where you had to wear a mask.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like, that shit was dude, crazy to me. I come from a time where fucking wearing masks in stores was like you was robbing.
I was a no-no.
Yes, you were like, what the fuck you doing here?
Right,
like
I'm going to take a dab.
Like, you were a serial killer if you came in the store with a mask, and you
right.
looked very suspicious.
Right.
Now it's just like, I think now
well,
if you come
now.
In with a mask, you look sus again, because not everybody's wearing a mask.
Well, you know, and when everyone had to wear the mask, if you went in there without one, then they would look at you like you're
a well, you need a microphone. You don't have a microphone.
Person. Oh, yeah. She
can
needs
you hear
a-
me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Oh, I hear you again.
Okay.
But hold it close, okay?
And these drinks are killing the game, boy. Man, if y'all got an event going on, man, make sure you're Boss Babe Tinder, dude, on Instagram.
Bomb.
Because they're going to come through and make the shit happen.
Man, if you do ask for the Pepino one, dude, that one is off. This is off the chain. I need some more here.
I need
minute.
More, too.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, this is
that
dang.
Good.
Are we going to we do any stories today?
We got them.
We got one
it's
crazy
Alice.
One.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. And this is a good story, too, for a birthday
like
story.
Yeah, it's, yo, for
so,
real. It's the time 40, of Gemini.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Gemini season, huh?
Gemini season.
Wow.
Well, look. There's three of us in this room.
I'm not going to be on Instagram naked. I tell you that right now. Don't give a fuck. What kind of Gemini?
Yeah, you Geminis are crazy.
Right.
If anyone gets pissed off by it, I'm watching you closely.
Hell
the
yeah.
Most entertaining person.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, dude, because it's not about being, it's not.
It's not the sexualness behind it.
It's not the sexualness behind it. It's not.
No.
It's about,
celebrating.
You know.
It's a
yeah, it's
humanity,
a celebration,
body.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a real, you know about auras and the chakras.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I used to go deep into that.
Right. Yeah. Right, so you're real into your feet having to touch down with earth.
Okay,
yes.
So
to connect,
Anna, she did it for a reflexology on me for a little bit, and dude, like, I get what she meant by like your feet really are the points to all of your body.
Yeah,
and like she's like, I'll touch this, and this is gonna feel better, and I'm like, oh, it's so crazy.
Yeah,
so you're really good at what you do.
Your feet are
Nick
the
fuck,
most sensitive
Nick fuck
part
in the comments.
Of your body. Is he? What is he saying?
I don't know, but we waiting
he's
on you,
LOL.
Brother.
He's just LOL.
We waiting on you, man. We wait right here.
Right? I hope you're in route.
Here. You better be in route to your sister's birthday.
Hell yeah.
No, hell yeah.
Oh, your sister
shout
said-
to Nick Fuck, man. Go check out him on Instagram.
So just in case you guys haven't made the connection yet, Anna and Marcella are sisters. Marcella
right.
are Arguello.
You can't tell the...
Like, they're
tallness.
Hella tall. But, well, Anna's sitting down. You can't really tell how tall she is. Yeah. I mean,
Stand up. No.
Oh, wait, how tall are you?
5'9".
Okay, so she's 5'9", but what is your sister?
I want to say she's 6'2".
Okay, yeah. But she's like a tall 6'2".
Right, she's like a
6'12". And I think
12.
It's because she's so slender. So
yeah.
I think it makes her look taller. So you look taller than 5'9".
But just remember, Monique has a certain perspective
fuck.
From
right.
standing
sure
next
fuck.
To us.
Right.
She's
I'm
the opposite of
foot.
Us. She's very tiny.
All her videos
yeah, she,
of
she's
is
like
all
this,
her,
right? She's
all
like,
her videos of is upwards.
Yeah.
yeah. All her kind
like,
of all the shots
it's
are
so
upwards.
Crazy.
Yeah, when I was standing next to her and we're taking pictures, I was like, oh shit, she really is tall.
All right, so look, we got the five finger here, man. It's gonna take five. Shout out
shit.
To Kid Cone. Shout out to Raw, man. We fucking
Kid
love Raw.
Cones.
Kid Cones, man, not surprise us. He did surprise us with this five-handed mechanism right here so you can smoke.
I have the pleasure of packing those. Oh, yeah.
Five joints.
So
this is
them,
what
sorry.
It is. It's her 40th birthday, so 4 plus 1 to grow on, right? That's
yeah,
how he's
that's
in,
how it is.
So that's what
plus
we're going
to
do.
Plus 1 to grow on.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So this it guy. Takes five lighters at once. You can't light them.
You only got one that works. I mean, what?
What? We got better have lighters than this motherfucker, man. All right, so hold on.
Lighters be getting lost.
All right, we like, don't light this?
Right now, we're still. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're
done
with hold on to that. Why here, we light this comes. One? All right, here, Luis, grab that lighter. My friend, you want to help light? You want to help light? Here. Luis, here. Can,
grab another lighter?
You're going to have to shoot this way.
Where are you going?
Right here. I'm going to have to stand up, man. Stand up.
You got a lighter?
It's Anna's birthday. This is for, Anna, actually, you come over here. You're,
heck no. Woo.
Right. You should be lighting it at least.
I'll light it.
All right. Give her a lighter. There's three of them, right?
I we have got, one.
Here's a whole box of them, guys. We got lighters, though. Shout out to Caligars. All right, we got lighters. This oh, let's put on some background music. There we go. All right, hold on.
Much better.
So, but they all have to be lit at the same time. So they burn. Yeah,
there has to be
evenly.
Synchrony.
Damn rules. Where's the lighter?
Right here.
Luis,
come over here.
What's wrong with that one?
It says it has to be lit at the same time.
Yeah. So there's one, two, three.
I have light too.
You got lighters. All right. So Anna, you got this one. So Anna got this one right here. Here, I got that one. There you go. Joey, you're gonna have to get that one. Dude's gonna have to get
you're
that
gonna
one.
Have to move.
We got five.
Here we go, guys. You gotta be hitting that, dude. Oh my God.
Anna's birthday. Shout out to Anna. Make sure you're checking out Diamond Artisan Farm on Instagram. She's in here fucking with us today. Should have cleared my ears out. I can hear everybody talking shit in the comments.
Hell yeah.
Pass that this way. Joe, you want that?
Yeah, give whatever. Oh, and we had
shout
the right
everybody,
music
man.
For it. We had the right music for it.
If you think about it, that's still technically a joint each.
Right.
Yeah.
The big five.
High five.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Nick Foot. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Oh,
yeah. We doing this thing, man. We got the five finger discount joint rolling around this motherfucker. We got Anna in the building. We got Monique. We got Joey.
Oh yeah.
Let's get into some Anna. You got anything like you? It's your 40th birthday. What do you want to do?
Oh my God, what do you want?
What's your goals, man? This year, let's talk about Anna.
Let's talk about
Anna.
I mean, just follow my page. Like,
okay. So for those
you're
of
interrupting
you,
her,
no, because I always talk about her soaps and her scrubs on the show. Yeah. So now they can like now know who I'm talking about when I talk about it now.
Right, right.
Like she's the one that makes the soaps
oh,
and
that's
stuff.
Right, you do mention that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have everything on my shop, but follow my page just to see what's going on. I mean, I'm pushing the holistic life, so those are the services I'm really aiming for this decade.
Oh, is it holistic?
Holistic?
So what's that? So for people who don't understand what that means,
what
right?
What does it mean?
Break that down. And like, what's that mean? Like, what's that mean? Like, is that a medicine? Is it natural? What's holistic
right.
mean?
It's approach,
give it to Anna.
Approaching
here,
your health.
Hit that holistically.
Heck no. Heck no. I support it though.
This
have
is
fun.
Holistic.
Hell yeah.
No, it really just finding different ways to heal your body, mind, and spirit. You're going to treat your whole entire body. That's what holistic means, just the whole person. So root cause, symptoms, any imbalances you have. I'm all about living that life. This is why I feel incredible at 40. Most people can't do right. half the things I do with my body physically.
The yoga and is amazing
yeah.
what you're doing, dude.
Yeah, I do love the yoga.
Talk about it. You're there already physically, body.
Do you do the goat yoga or the hot yoga?
No, bro. She's doing the flexible yoga.
Like, I love inversions. It's because you have to train your body to physically maneuver in those positions. You can't just get into those positions. Nobody humanly can't. You have to train your tendons, your muscles, your strength, your balance. You're carefully doing things every single day to make sure you're strengthening those parts of your body that you're not used to using. Yeah. And then you manipulate your body to, you command it to do these things. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, because when I try
it's really like a hobby, like a sport for me.
Yeah, because when I try to manipulate, command my body, I get a cramp. So yeah, I know what you mean. I get stretched.
He said I get a cramp getting in the shower.
It's like playing a sport. You know, people get into different things. They, you know, fishing, boxing, running, whatever, tennis, baseball, whatever, dance. You're training your body to do things it's not used to doing.
Yeah.
To me, like a challenge is the most fun.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm over here in my own
what
zone.
What do I want to do in more of my 40s? I want to do more of that indoor rock climbing. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay.
You like train your body to be really strong, to pull itself. Yeah, it's fun.
That's cool.
I'm pulling shit up them rocks.
Yes.
I ain't pulling nothing up them rocks.
No, it's fun.
When you get up there, throw down a rope. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'll be up there. But yeah, that's tight. It feels good though, huh?
Yeah.
So they say 40, right? Like, cause I hit 40, right? Mm-hmm. It's not old.
It's not, man.
Old. It's not. We're there.
It feels better, actually. To be honest.
See, in spirit, you don't feel old, but your body.
He said your body, though. But my body.
Yeah,
my body.
There's days I get out of bed and I don't know why. What's popping? What's creaking? Like, what the fuck would happen? Why is that doing that?
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I'll send you some stretching videos through YouTube because it helps. I'm telling you. You don't have to wake up like that.
You do a lot of that, right? You have remedies for everything, right?
Yeah, we're
not lying, dude. Look. I can't even explain how many times this lady has
rescued us.
Ladies still, right?
Ma'am.
Right, ma'am. You're 40 now. It's ma'am. Yeah, no, Ms. Like, ma'am.
I was Ms. yesterday, ma'am. Today I'm ma'am.
Hell yeah. Ms. Ma'am.
I make medicine, so I
she does everything.
Like when I'm not feeling well, I'm like, Anna, this is what I feel. She's like, I'll bring my tea.
Right. Yeah. But she's came through for everything. You know what I'm saying?
I love taking care of people. It's fun to me. I take pleasure.
So if we got you a full body massage, you would take it? Like, or
who's doing it? Like Olga?
No, I mean, you know, the one where it says massage. Hell yeah,
hell yeah. I will skip on those.
I'll pay your $40
with the fluorescence, splash in your face.
Still open at 10. Hell yeah.
Right. Midnight.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody tapping in on this Friday. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, man. Oh, it's Anna's birthday. Celebrate with us. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Smash the like button. Smash the we get the party popping. Hey, smash the like button one time, man. Please do that if you have not. Like
10 likes.
10 likes. She gonna hit it. Yep. Yep, 10 likes. She said she's going to hit the joint.
No, you have like two, right? Uh-huh. He has two, right?
Shit.
Likes,
I don't know.
Luis, he has two, right?
Shout out to everybody.
Here, give that to Joey.
Be in there,
no,
man.
I got... Happily. Oh, shit.
Wait, there's getting likes. Why are we liking?
Yes, we're liking because they want to see her hit the joint,
Stop
man.
It.
Uh-huh. It's her 40th birthday. Mm-hmm.
They're crazy.
And the deal was...
Don't listen to them. They're just a smoker's lounge. Come on.
right. That's fucking... We got stories. Let's get into some shit, man. Let's dig into some shit. Let's get into fucking what Anna thinks about some shit.
Well, this was
while
crazy.
While she's drunk, truth is going
to
come out, y'all.
I like to keep
so if you haven't seen yet, Snoop Dogg and the Island Boys got a little
beef going. The Island Boys.
Got a little beef going on. So I guess
aren't
apparently...
Aren't they like five?
Who knows? So I guess little fucking 12-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
Snoop was viewing them on a podcast and made some comments, and they caught wind of it, and they went on live and were talking about, you know what? Next time we see Snoop, we're gonna
what they gonna do to Snoop?
They're gonna run. They're
get
gonna
the
on
fuck
site.
Get out of here! Who said that? The
Island Boys? Yes.
Boy, if you don't get your motherfucking ass back in your house,
if you haven't,
you
know
go get
saying?
Your pacifier and bottle, go lay
you
down.
Better get your ass back in the house, dog.
If you haven't seen it, the Tattooed Miami Boys just want to go head up with
the
Snoop
Resurrection.
Dog. You tell her the truth, and then they go on like a bunch of idiots to show his skills on what he's gonna do to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's
just if you haven't seen it yet, it's all over Instagram. You know what? We just had to, I had to say something because these island boys, you know what? They're making a mockery.
We ain't got a view to that.
They're trying to get in when they fit in and they can't.
Hold on,
that's ridiculous.
Hold on, we looking it up right now, man. We trying to find that video right now.
That is some funny shit though.
I want to see that. Hey, did you see how they was on fucking Epstein's island when they was babies?
Really?
When they was kids, like. Six or seven years old.
No wonder how they act like that. Dude.
That's how they got that passport to be famous.
Because
they garbage. That's what the whole island boys. They're famous for what? Epstein Island boys.
They were famous for that crap. But yes.
Oh my God.
So I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg's wiser and older, and he's just probably like,
He's just laughing it off.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Right here. Look, we got raw footage right here, y'all.
So Snoop Dogg has responded to threats that he received from Island
Boy Future
Soldier. Hey, it's Asia Sky. So check this out. Snoop Dogg has responded to Island Boy Fly Soldier's threats to beat his on site, and he doesn't seem too fazed by it at all. All
right, hold on a second. Before we could go any further than that, right, so we don't get fucking flagged and shit, we got to fucking pause these videos and talk some shit. What podcast are they on? Let's check that out.
Hey, it's Asia Sky for Hip Hop DX, and check this out. Snoop Dogg has responded to Island Boy Fly Soldier.
Snoop Dogg shouldn't be responding.
On site, and he doesn't seem too fazed by it at all. Fly Soldier sent a series of menacing messages to Snoop sometime last week.
Their hair is fucking wild, huh? That shit crazy.
I just think they're little boys that just need to stay in their lane.
Hold on, is this them boxing right there?
Yeah, this
look,
is.
Let's watch the skills. Oh my God.
Let's watch the skills.
Here, I got you. Boom, bring them back.
Kevin Hart.
And look at that motherfucker.
That's
okay. He looks like a freaking dumbass.
Hell yeah. That's what he's gonna do to Snoop. Hell yeah, dude. That's tight.
Apparently,
that's probably like his kneecap. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's probably like Snoop's kneecap. Oh my god, that's so ridiculous.
But the fact that these guys have the audacity to say what they're gonna do to this man, this OG, this icon, this and it would
who the fuck do you think they are?
They would never even make it to him.
Yeah.
They would never even make it to that fool. Oh, that shit's crazy. He's taller than you, man. He's taller than your sister, I think. No, he's like 6'4" or 6'5". He's tall as fuck.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. Really
Snoop tiny. Is tall as fuck.
He's like really like skinny. Well, yeah, he's skinny. Your sister are hella
well,
skinny.
What fucking big ass motherfucker you see is fat, except for Andre the Giant. You know what I'm saying? Like
wrestlers and shit.
Most tall people are skinny as fuck. The Rock, he don't count.
The Rock. No, because he takes steroids.
Does he?
But does
that's not she natural. Said, there's he? No way that's natural.
But he's Samoan. They're naturally built.
Like they just come out with muscles?
Well, I mean, he's got to be working out for sure.
Just come out all fucking like Moana and shit.
There's some big guys out there.
Shout out to everybody tapping in.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's Anna's birthday, man. We in here partying and celebrating with her.
Yeah,
a little longer than usual.
What's the comments? What's the comments talking about? I ain't got my phone today, man.
Carlos
broke his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Right. So, whatever's going on, man, I can't see you.
Look, you just get a bust down, get yourself a nice Samsung or a little flip phone.
Oh, they did a sideshow in front of my house the other day.
We're not even going to talk about that.
Huh?
So
they're asking what happened?
What do you think of sideshows?
What do we think about sideshows?
Oh, I love
them. They're bullshit.
No, I love them.
All right.
The coolest fuck, okay. As long as it's done in the right fucking area.
Don't do it right here.
You're going to find out.
Now,
if you got
idiot friends out there that want to go do it in cul-de-sacs, neighborhood, you gotta understand.
You know,
people work, dude. Go in the fucking somewhere where there's no. I mean, hey, I'm all for it. I love the sound of cars.
Look, I'm with everything. I'm with locking down the freeway. I'm with everything, man. But once you come into the neighborhood, like first of all, if you do it in front of my fucking house, let me tell you something. You don't know who I am. You don't know who I'm beefing with. I could be beefing with the fucking mafia.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know anybody. Like, and you're doing that in front of somebody's house. When you come and do that in front of my house, I think you're the ops pulling up for the thing, man. So I'm gonna come out there with it.
Yep.
And I'm gonna make it happen on you, man. Like, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Somebody put themselves in a bad situation, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. It's because I didn't know who they was and what they was, man.
You know what the neighbor's summarized version was? The neighbor came with the thing. You came out with a bigger thing, and then that was the end of it.
Yeah,
that was the what.
Yeah, well, I came out with the big thing. He said he went and got a bigger thing. Then I came back with a bigger thing than that.
Yo, the charges are pretty.
The next bigger thing is like fucking bazookas.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys don't know what's cracking. They don't understand that people work.
But no, it's all good. It's all respect. Just respect.
Yeah.
Yes, go, that's hey, all you had to do.
Yeah,
like,
go down the fucking street.
There, you can go so many places within a few minutes of here. And you choose to do it in front of a fucking neighborhood?
Know,
in a neighborhood? Like,
I don't know who
cars
I'm beefing
are
with.
Here.
No.
Kids
I don't know
are,
who
it's
I'm beefing
summertime.
With.
Kids are still out and about. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was late. They really technically shouldn't.
But there's
be.
No school, though.
But,
so, I mean,
you know
there's
what
a
I
chance.
Mean? There's still a chance that they're still out hanging out and whatever.
I got a whole dab right here. I got a dab on there. I got dab.
Not cool.
There's a slob on there already, dude. Look
it's
there.
Not. And you know what? Maybe a lesson learned to the guy who did it around here. But as far as I'm concerned, like I said, abandoned parks at late at night, somewhere abandoned warehouses.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Oh, no. We're good neighbors now. Mm. We're good neighbors. We're friendly.
State Farm is there.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of.
Hell yeah.
You got time for another one or what?
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's get it. And how you feeling tonight, man? You feeling good?
Pretty good.
Right on.
She's all in the zone. She ain't even high, but she's high.
Oh, yeah.
Contact high. Like,
hey, would a fucking batch of fucking mushrooms would have been good for your...
Woo!
Is that,
you
would you have
like
took
a
that?
Microdose?
Yeah.
No.
Would you have taken that?
Not here.
No.
Shit.
Lowe's is ready to take out the whole Smurf Village for you.
Hell
right now,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Eat well, my way through the Mario Brothers land.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go catch unicorns.
Yeah. Ooh, hell yeah, dude.
I love chasing butterflies and shit. Fuck it, dude. You know?
I got a truffle snuffler. What's
oh
it?
My God. A truffle sniffer. Oh,
yeah, I got a truffle sniffer. Yeah.
Pigs. Yeah. I don't know where we would take pickles to go truffle sniff, but
oh man,
she's supposed
they're
to
worth money.
Actually, I don't know. I need
four truffles.
I don't even know what a truffle looks like, to be honest
they're
with
expensive.
You.
They're expensive.
I don't know what
they're
a truffle?
Expensive. They're like expensive
mushroom.
Ass.
It's a shrimp. It's a mushroom. I knew it. I knew it.
I got a mushroom hunter.
Hey, if Pickles could take us on a mushroom tour, I'm down.
Pickles' nose is really good. Violet will just tag along because she follows Pickles everywhere. You know, pigs sniff each other's butts like dogs. Like, it's the weirdest thing ever.
It's a universal thing.
They're so smart, though.
Yeah, it's universal.
Yeah.
She's sniffing, like, three holes down there right now. Dude.
There was, like, a whole other thing going
bitch.
On down there.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you. It's
Friday night.
Anna's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Anna.
Hi, Christine.
Make sure fucking you're checking her out on
Instagram.
And if you're looking for any kind of wellness products, as far as like, if you're looking for a natural remedy, I don't care what it is. If you're tired of medicine, if you're tired of, you know,
you want no natural holistic
call
products.
Anna, man.
She makes soaps, she makes scrubs, she makes deodorants.
But it's bigger than that.
And
it's bigger
just so
than
much
that.
More.
It's
like holistic
it's,
services.
It's biohacking, man.
Spiritual.
Yes.
Biohacking.
I like that.
You heard
body.
That?
I can help
she's
you.
She's going to hack into your bio shit and she's going to fucking re-engineer you to be
show
a
spiritual
transhuman.
The Wiccan with.
No. Are we going to wake up like Wolverine one day? No.
I mean, that's why I'm like I am.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, I want to be able to fucking flex like that.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
And in some ways, you're considered like a spiritual mother type thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because me and my boy back in the day, we ran into one, and it's like we needed that time because we were selling dope, and we were just running amok, and we would go to this lady, and she would because we knew it was her son, and we'd hang out, and she would tell us, she'll sit down, and she'll talk to us, tell us what we're and have stones out, and have. Like sense and sage, and she would talk and spiritually try to connect. You know what I mean? To let us know, it's time to do right. You know what I mean? And that's a respect that you had because you're almost saying thing because you spiritual healing. It's the wellness of the soul.
Oh yeah,
it's everything.
I'm fun in games, trust me. But most of my days, I'm zoned into myself. I'm like constantly. Talking to my higher self. I don't know how other people explain that or if they believe in that. But basically just tapping into my intuition.
Yep.
Dope. The answers are all there. And anytime you're with me and I'm helping you, you always feel calmer after you leave.
Yes, dude. Yes.
I have a calming way of this energy that I'm able to just push out into everyone I come across.
She knows what she's talking about, man.
Yeah.
Mason, you got shout outs, Anna, before we get out of here?
Woo!
Our party's over. No, actually, the party's going to start.
Oh, yeah. It's soon about as the to get started. It's my 40th birthday. I'm gonna get fucked up.
As soon as this podcast is over, y'all, we going to party.
Right, Louis?
But we here.
We're taking a shot.
Yeah, we taking shots. We doing everything, man. Uh-huh. Anna, you got shout outs? What you got?
Me?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, gosh. My family.
It's your birthday.
I love my family. I love my friends. You guys are my family, by the way. Aww. And I am so appreciative of these people here because I just came in today. I've never had any kind of surprise for a birthday.
It wasn't and anything big. It was her.
Yes,
it was
you
balloons.
Did. She has a whole shrine for
it
me.
It wasn't a shrine.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It had alcohol.
It kind of is.
That's my shrine. The alcohol is my shrine.
There's balloons. And then, like, so I bought a happy birthday wreath.
This one?
And to have it out. Just and, yeah, it's just. It's and then, oh, we have food.
Super sweet. I just. Yeah. I just melted.
And then, like, there's balloons up there.
Okay, if her purpose was to make me fall more in love with her, then yes, it worked.
Well, yeah. Hell yeah.
And Carlos, I love you guys. You guys are the best.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to everybody. Big, yeah.
big shout out to the Smokers Lounge. These people are my family. And
we
I
love
I
you, man.
She saves our animals.
Happy 40.
Yeah. Thank you.
Joey, what you got?
Oh, man, dude. Can I get serious real quick? I mean, I know it's a birthday and stuff
actually,
like that.
Actually, we got some shit going on, right? Red alert real quick. So, everybody's ears to the shit.
Real quick, my little cousin was adopted by his father.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can see the information, I want to share this. If you can't see him, please call. We just didn't want him home for his mom, my cousin, and my aunt. Everybody's the... appreciate
we should have started the show with that
well
shit,
you know what just hey we're at the end but you know what it just real quick you know what I mean just like I said I want to give a shout out to our family once again
yeah for
the,
sure
yep to the Smokers Lounge for the
make
support.
Sure you're fucking trying to if you see this guy Paul Lopez
no that's my cousin's name but
right
his
but
name is Jaden
right
His name is Jaden
go to their page man and help out if you notice anything.
That there's
where was this
there.
At Joey
He was taken from his father here in town.
Right here
but,
in Stockton.
But we don't know where. I haven't seen the guy in a long time, so I don't know where. But the focus is on the kid. If you've seen him, his name's Jaden. There's a phone number up there if you can see.
Yep.
Like I said, our family wants to thank Smokers Lounge for the support for doing
no
this.
No problem.
And again, if you can, send a call out.
Yep, got you,
thank
man.
You. But other than that, Fat Joe to you. Come correct, I'll let you in my world.
Hell yeah, Luis.
Hey, shout out to everybody watching, man. Appreciate it, man. See you guys on Monday.
Yeah, the motherfucker in the background, man. Make sure you're checking us all out,
yes.
man. Monique?
I'm ready to have fun with Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make sure. Where are they following you, Monique?
What?
Where are they following you?
Oh, Monique Smokers Lounge.
Monique Smokers Lounge. Make sure you're checking me out, man. Official Smokers Lounge podcast. On Instagram, Smokers Lounge Podcast on all streaming platforms. Shout out to MyTV26, man, constantly playing us out there in Stanislaus County. Shout out to all of our sponsors one time. Give them a round of applause one more time, man. They are amazing. Make sure you're checking them all out. They all have amazing things to fucking offer. Mm-hmm. Check them out, dude. We are live every Monday and Friday. At 8 o'clock. If it's not 8, it's going to be like 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah, give us a
we
minute.
We have technical difficulties once in a time, man. Smokers Lounge, we out this
Bye,
bitch.
Bye, guys.
Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smokers Lounge. City said, slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smokers Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roast them all.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.